Some of you might be aware that this week there was a new discovery or accomplishment at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory in California, where they were able to create fusion energy in which they fused, if I say it in such way, hydrogen atoms and created more energy than the energy that was required to create this fusion. This is something that occurs all the time in the sun, in stars. It's a way of creating energy without having the negative consequences that comes from fission energy of radioactivity, which creates problems. So I thought that it's an interesting theme, this fusion fission. Of course, this is far from the time when this will actually be able to be used to provide plentiful and cheap energy for humans all over the world, and energy which does not create additional pollution and problems. But this fusion and fission are interesting themes. These are two ways in which the universe creates energy. And energy is a very important part of making life be able to function. Of course, all the life on Earth functions because of the fusion energy that comes from the sun and gives life to Earth in many forms of the heat and sunlight and enabling plants and all beings to get energy and produce what it needs in the way of food and so forth to live the life that we live. Why do I bring it up? In one sense, it's useful to notice that what fusion is about is being one of two hydrogen atoms fusing together and creating energy in that activity. Of course, that's simplified. But in one sense, fundamental aspect of practice is being one with all that we encounter, being one with all, with people, with events, with circumstances, inside, outside, all sorts of arising, passing, and being one, we don't have to get entangled in our reactions to the events as they are. We can live this awakened Buddha life that we are, or to use another phrase, the glorious light which the Bodhisattva vow reminds us of. The most ordinary, nothing special, no special thing, which is this life that we all live, includes being born, sickness, old age, death, even includes this hopelessly entangled delusions and attachments that creates difficulties for us. So in one sense, fusion is an antidote in the sense of welcoming and responding to all sorts of circumstances, those we like, those we don't like, In a sense, that's our practice. And in another sense, our practice is fission, separating, being separate, being unentangled in, or if I say it differently, unattached and not sticking to all the reactions which arise to our encounters in life, encounters with circumstances, with people, events, inside, outside, all the arising, passing. This is dealing with the likes and dislikes in this myriad variations of the universe that we are. Of course, I've simplified fission and fusion here, and I recognize that we have a scientist with us who can correct me in all sorts of ways, but I am simplifying it in order to remind us that practice is being present, being upright, being zazening, in which from the beginning, there's no one, no thing with whom to fuse, unless we are caught up in separation of self and others, including and excluding. And there's no one, no thing which to have fission with, because there is not a thing that we are separate from, welcoming all the events, as we've talked about, being able to say thanks for everything. I have no complaints. As the Buddha declares in the sutras upon birth, above the heaven, below the earth, I alone am the world on. Or, as we say, as we said recently, on awakening, how wonderful, how wonderful. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of this Buddha life that we are. When seeing, just seeing. When hearing, just hearing. When cognizing, just cognizing. And of course, our practice requires us to notice when we add on therein, therebys, therefores, shouldn'ts and shoulds, likes and dislikes, and make trouble. Because those are the opportunities to release that troublemaking, that self-centered caughtness, and be just this. So we'll all have these opportunities in our life, and especially at this time of year, often we go into circumstances and events when this especially arises for us, and in arising gives us the opportunity to practice, to be this life that we are, and to embrace all the circumstance and events and people that arise, despite likes and dislikes that we might get entangled in. So I hope all of you have a good end of the year period. This is the last Sunday in this year, 2022, and then we will meet again, hopefully, in 2023. We'll have a Sunday meeting in January, and then we will also have Sesshin. And I'm sure you've all gotten the dates and times, and hopefully many of you can attend. And if you need to find out more, you could just check the Prairie Zen Center website. Thank you. Have a happy end of year. Happy New Year.